The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Good morning, I'm Jackie Ready, in with my co-host, fellow realtor, 2015 Rookie of the Year, Daniel Taylor.
Hi there.
How are you?
Good. Happy to be here.
Thank you for co-hosting and filling Pat's shoes in today. We appreciate that. We also have Christopher Essick, project consultant with Perez Design Build Remodel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us.
Thanks for having me.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. discussing everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office. We've been advising, assisting, and guiding clients in real estate matters for over 40 years. Feel free to email us at questions@jready.com, especially if you want to hear a topic or you have a business related to real estate and you want to talk about it on our radio show. We'd be glad to talk to you about that. Stop by and visit us at 111 West Drinker Street in Dunmore. Call us at 570-344-6724. You can search our listings, view the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jready.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, which is mobile friendly. And remember to look us up on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Once again, Christopher Essick, project consultant, Perez Design Build Remodel. How long has Perez been in business, please?
We've been in business for 35 years.
And today we're going to talk about the exterior of the home, mainly the roof, because that is where your specialty and expertise lies, right?
That's correct.
Okay, wonderful. Speaking of roofs, what do you have to say about them? Are they popular? Do people love their roofs? Do they want to replace their roofs? And what do you have to say about that?
You know, that's a great question. And ultimately, roofs are not a problem until they become leaking and falling apart. And then it becomes a very unpopular purchase because it's not something that you could show off to your family and friends. And it's not like remodeling a kitchen, but it is a very important aspect of the, you know, of the home.
So people are usually in a position where they're forced to have to usually do something about it. And it is a costly expense.
It is. And sometimes they are forced, you know, whether they have leaking or wind damage or a tree sometimes may fall, branches may hit the house and do damage.
Okay. At Perez Design, Build, and Remodel, what do you often see these days? Are you replacing roofs before they should be replaced, and why, if so?
Yes, we are. Roughly 70% of the roofs that we replace as a company haven't reached their full life expectancy. And a lot of the reasons are, well, one of the main reasons is ventilation, or lack thereof. It's a very important component to a roof system is to be properly vented. And when it's not, the shingles don't really like that so much. They're designed to take a beating from the sun's rays, but they're not designed to take a beating from the bottom, from the attic excessive temperatures.
Right. So they rot? Is that what happens?
Well, what happens is they'll lose their suppleness and they'll actually become very brittle. And you'll see sometimes maybe when you're walking down through a neighborhood and you'll see shingles curling on the edges, or the edges might be cracked off and broken. And you may look up and see a tab of a shingle actually cracked halfway through and it's laying in the yard. That's usually a telltale sign that, one, your roof is probably ready to be redone, and number two is it's probably due to lack of ventilation.
So if you do the new roof, prepare to have somebody like you guys go in and address the ventilation issue so that you don't run into it again 15 years down the line and have the same issues.
That's exactly right, you know. And, you know, with regards to that, manufacturers now released a shingle over the past 5 years where they're architectural shingles. Now they're 50-year shingles.
Wow.
So they're looking for any way to debunk the install. If there's a problem, they're going to look for the installation process and how it went together. And the minute they find something wrong, they will void the warranty and you will have nothing.
Okay. So oftentimes when I go to a property to list it for sale, And people say, we just replaced the roof. We have a brand new roof. And it's a 30-year shingle. And they want me to say it's guaranteed for 30 years. What you're telling me here is if it wasn't installed properly or if there's... And I wouldn't know. How would I know? Mm-hmm. And if it's not... If it doesn't have proper ventilation, chances are it's not going to last those 30 years. So when you say 30-year shingle, 50-year shingle, it's very important that's installed property. So properly. So at Perez Design Build Remodel, how do you know that you're installing it properly?
That's a great question. Basically, the way it works is they do a recruiting process of almost very similar to a scouting process for an NFL football team or a college football team, where they send out their reps out in the field. They look for qualified businesses to be in this program. Once they find you meet all the criteria, insurance-wise, workman's compensation, minimum time in business, good track record with the product, then they invite us in. Then we go to school and we go to classes down at the manufacturer. They show us the ins and outs. It's hands-on. It's book testing. And once we pass everything, we are then certified. Once we're certified, we have a plethora of options warranty-wise for our clients. And that ranges anywhere from, on a 50-year shingle, 30 of the 50 years non-prorated, including, you know, labor to remove and replace if there's a manufacturer's defect, all the way up to our biggest warranty of 25 years on the labor. So for the first 25 years of a roof, if there's any problems, it's covered under the labor. And also to follow that up, the material is warrantied for a full 50 years. So if there's any kind of defects with the materials, the manufacturer, because we installed it, will remove and replace it at no cost to our customers. So in essence, what's happening is we're keeping the manufacturers on the hook for our clients.
So you're certified through the manufacturer to install those shingles, which I'm guessing only a small percentage of contractors actually get that certification?
That's correct. With that certification that Perez has, we are part of a 1% community of roofers in the entire country.
Wow.
So we kind of hang our hat up on that one, and we really enjoy that, and we've been in these programs for the past 10 years.
Now, how about, as for obviously we deal with a lot in the sale of homes, is that warranty transferable?
Great question. It is. It is fully transferable one time to a new owner.
So as Jackie had mentioned, that's more along the lines of when she goes into a home and they say, we just put on a new roof. If they go with a certified installer like you guys, then they can provide the documentation that says, here is the full warranty that is fully transferable with the sale of the home.
That's absolutely right. And it's as easy as once the sale of the home is final, you actually flip over the back of the warranty, and it's almost like a change of address for your credit card bill or whatever. You just simply put the new information down, you mail it into the manufacturer, and then they update that file.
Now, sometimes when I go out on a listing for a property, I'll talk with a seller and I'll see some signs of deterioration on the roof, maybe some missing shingles. A lot of times we'll see the asphalt, debris, if you will, in the gutters.
Yes.
It's a telltale sign. What we try to, I always do, is tell them, don't wait until you have a leak. Was that your advice? I mean, too many people wait until the roof starts to leak before they contact a roofing expert.
Mm-hmm. Yes. A lot of times when you start to see the leak come through into the house, well, that means there's more damage that occurred, whether it be your roof decking and the sheeting. Or even in sometimes we've seen them so bad where there's portions of the roof that needs to be reframed.
Wow.
Because there's just been so much damage due to leaking and, you know, sometimes bug damage depending on, you know, how bad it is.
And how long it takes to become evident. Sometimes there's plaster with drywall over top. It
Yes.
may take a year or so for it to get to where it's actually visible to the person living in the home. So great advice there.
Yes.
Okay. So when you go out, do you ever do overlays, roof overlays?
We do. Now, for me, as a consultant for Perez and being with our certifications, you lose a lot of the warranty power. With any kind of labor warranty, you know, the state of Pennsylvania requires a one-year labor guarantee with our work. But as far as the manufacturer backing up labor for a second layer, won't happen. There is a manufacturer's warranty on the materials. However, providing, again, that it is installed properly, it's nailed properly, and things of that nature. Now, with it comes to a second layer, it's got to meet very specific criteria for me to be comfortable for my client to go through with that. And, you know, if there's any leaks in the roof, that's pretty much, in my book, it disqualifies them from a second layer.
So not a recommended option.
Not a recommended option.
Possible, but
yes,
not recommended.
If we do, you know, 100 roofs in a year, two of them will be a second layer.
Really?
Yes. See, I try to stay away from it just because I wouldn't want to steer somebody down that path unless I knew in my mind that they can get away with it.
Well, a second layer costs less than a whole.
It does.
New it does. Roof.
Because what you're doing is you're leaving the old roof on and going over.
And sometimes you would think, well, a second coat, that's better, right?
Yeah. Sometimes, in certain situations, a very small percentage, it can be.
And does the peak of the roof matter on an overlay?
As far as the pitch?
As the weight of the shingle and the pitch?
The weight is a big concern. And we've uncovered some roofs in the area that have had 3, 4, 5, 6.
Right, exactly.
A lot of layers.
Lots of layers, and people just keep going over and over and over.
Once you hit 2 layers, that's it. As far as the coat is concerned, you can't go anymore.
I was just going to say, I'm sure it has an effect on the structural elements of the roof.
The rafters crack.
Yeah. Sure, and with the snow load.
And how about when the snow load? There you go. Right.
What are some other types of roofs? I know, obviously, composite, is that what they're called?
Asphalt shingles.
Asphalt shingles is the common. Are there any other types that, homeowners may be interested in as far as roof replacement?
Well, this past year, we've been doing quite a few metal roofs.
Yeah, they're popping up in terms of popularity, not only in this area, but throughout the country. I've actually read about that.
Yes, and they are very picturesque, beautiful, curb appeal. And also, there is some good warranties to be had with metal roofing as well. And it tends to be a little bit more costly than an asphalt shingle. However, sometimes a client will come to us and say, I want this metal roof. I just love it. And this is what I really want for my home. And it kind of starts to bring a focal point towards the roof a little bit in some situations. But it can really add to the curb appeal, ultimately.
Well, you can do different colors, too.
You can.
Bold blues, some reds. You can bring a lot of color into the...
One roof comes to mind on Lake Winola. We did about 5 years ago. And it was a blue... standing seam, almost like an antique blue roof. And I see it to this day, and it is just gorgeous when we go past on the boat, and it's just beautiful, and it really stands out. It's a log A-frame home, and just gorgeous blue.
So what I think of, though, when I think of a metal roof is rainfall. Am I going to be in my bed at 3 a.m. in the morning, and I'm going to hear ping, 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 ping?
Good point.
That is an excellent point that you bring up. Now, usually if you have a standard home with like a standard attic space, that kind of eats up a lot of the noise between the insulation that you have up there and all. Where it can be a problem comes up in this A-frame again on Lake Winola, where it was an A-frame and their master suite was upstairs. And when they laid their head on their pillow, they were 8 inches from the outside, you know, with the ceiling being right there. So what we did for these folks was we did some insulation on the roof deck. And what that does is by putting the insulation below the metal, it helps deaden that noise.
Sound dampening.
Yes. And at the end of the day, I mean, I'm sure it's not silent, but far less noise.
Yes. Okay. So that's good. All right. Wonderful. Christopher Essick, project consultant with Perez Design Build Remodel. What is your contact information, please?
Our contact is 570-333-0505.
Excellent. Dan, would you like to review a listing, please?
Sure. We've got a listing at 936 North Irving Avenue in Scranton. It's a residential single-family home with 2 bedrooms, 1 bath, listed at $75,000. It's a clean cottage feel. Move right into this affordable 2-bedroom home in the historic hill section of Scranton. It's a private lot with mature landscaping, a newer roof and water heater, both replaced in 2013. Worry-free condition in a well-kept home, listed by Nicholas Lawler out of our office at 936 North Irving Avenue in Scranton, listed at $75,000.
Thank you. Listen to this, Dan. You're going to find this very interesting. Tiny homes are all the rage, from TV shows to new tiny home communities throughout the country. They are called micro homes.
I've seen these.
They're generally 400 square feet or less. Imagine that.
My question, I've seen them a lot. You see them in the magazines and, of course, on some of these TV shows, is the code requirements. Because you can pick some of these up and just move them.
Well, either they can either be on wheels or a foundation. Good point.
So, I mean, good luck at a mortgage on that.
Well, they're gaining popularity with retirees. A tiny house is very easy to clean. I always talk about that. The next house I have is going to be tiny. I don't know about this tiny. It's going to be small. And it's easy to maintain. And it's creating more time to enjoy retirement and less time on household chores, which usually bog me down. Naturally, another major lure is the price, you know. So by downsizing to a tiny house, the potential savings from real estate profits, lower utility bills, and tax liabilities is a smoother transition for those golden years. So from affordability to low maintenance, tiny homes are a new part of senior living. It's time for a short break. We'll be back in a little bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate asks, what does your dream sound like?
Oh, this is nice.
Yeah.
We can take that wall out, extend this room.
No, honey. We're not knocking any walls down.
Mommy, can we turn this into a basketball court?
No, sweetie. It's a dining room. We're going to put a table in here and eat our meals.
My bedroom is you.
Oh, you already have your bedroom picked out, huh?
This place is great.
I love it.
Whether you're searching for your family's new home or selling and moving on to the next exciting chapter in your life's journey, the award-winning professionals at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate are here to help you realize your dream. Get in touch at jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my co-host, fellow realtor, Daniel Taylor.
Hi there.
Hi. Thanks for being here.
Happy to be here.
I appreciate your time. And we have with us today Christopher Essick, project consultant with Perez Design Build Remodel.
Hi there.
Hi there again. Thanks for being here with us. We're talking about roofs today, and we're having quite the interesting discussion regarding roofs. We were just on break and a question popped up, Dan.
I said a lot of times clients ask me about the color. If they are going to put a new roof on, how relevant is the color of the roof as opposed to like a light gray as opposed to a dark black? Does it affect the lifespan of the roof typically?
It shouldn't affect the lifespan. Now, one of the myths that comes up is, oh, geez, it's a dark roof. It's going to retain more heat, which is slightly true. Now, the big thing is, again, pointing back to the ventilation of the roofs. If it's not properly ventilated, any roof, I don't care if it's stark white or pitch black, it's going to fail. Now, with the proper ventilation and the perfect balance in that ventilation, it's going to keep your attic temperatures lower, and it's going to not stress the shingle from the bottom side.
So for when you're talking about roof color, you're talking about the asphalt type of shingle?
Yeah.
Right. So ventilation is key.
It is absolutely key. And there's actually a formula that we use on each project to diagnose and tell us exactly what ventilation we need in order to make sure that the warranty sticks and holds up.
And that's through ridge venting, soffit venting, gable venting, all different types.
That's correct.
Coordinating those together to make sure it's adequately, you know, aired out.
That's right. And the way that works is it's a balance between your intake and your exhaust. And that balance has got to be equal out, or else you'll have one overperforming and one not performing enough. And that will throw you out of balance and in turn not giving you the proper air exchange that you need in your attic space.
Got it. Okay. So what happens, you know, with roofing, if you're just installing a roof, you had mentioned that you're a manufacturer, a certified roof installer for,
yes,
two different manufacturers.
That's correct.
What happens, there's, I'm sure on these warranties, some fine print.
There is some fine print.
Always?
Always,
okay.
Right.
So what conditions would not permit that warranty from being around for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years?
There's really no conditions that will deter a roof from lasting that long. You know, if we come into a very unique roof situation, which we have, we bring our manufacturers, engineers, they come right out and they survey with us. And then they give us the proper recommendations of how to do it. And then, again, to keep them on the hook. So once we do a roof, and this is any roof for that matter, once we're finished, the manufacturer actually doesn't just take our word for it. They actually send an inspector out, a third-party inspector that inspects our job. And we have to pass a certain criteria, and they do a 40-point checklist that we also use while we install. And once we pass that 40-point checklist that the manufacturer sends, you know, the inspector out, then it's a stamp of approval. They are on the hook for that roof for the entire life of the warranty.
Okay, so many people like to live with many trees around them, mm-hmm. and they have branches over the roof. Okay. In that type of situation, what can happen to the shingle?
Well, certain shingles that are out in the market, they don't have very much algae resistance to them, if at all. There are a few manufacturers that actually build in and manufacture their shingles with an algae resistance coating, and they put that into the granular mix. That's the little sandpapery things that you feel on your shingles. And basically, the way it works is it gets put into the mix, and it doesn't allow, and it is guaranteed not to grow. And in our situation, our manufacturers, they guarantee for the first 10 years of the life of the roof, there will not be any algae that grows on it. Now, in a heavily wooded area where you have a lot of branches over, you know, not much sun hitting it, that could start a little sooner. But again, if it's within that 10 years with our roof, they'll cover that.
And we're talking about essentially like moss growing on the roof, stuff like that underneath a tree cover?
Lichens, moss, algae.
Okay, so what if you have a shingle and it wasn't one of these algae-resistant shingles that was installed, but rather a different type of asphalt shingle? Is there anything you can do to that roof shingle after the fact?
Well, there's a few things. The first thing, and I wouldn't recommend this unless your roof is very low pitch. You know, other than that, you might want to hire somebody, but you use a 50-50 mix of a Clorox and water in a pump sprayer, and you simply go around the roof and you get all the areas wet. There's no scrubbing involved, and then you're allowing Mother Nature to take over. Rain, wind will blow that dead algae and moss off the roof eventually. When you get into scrubbing the shingles, it ends up taking those granulars off, and the granulars are put there to give you years of life. And if you prematurely or, you know, take them off too quickly, then that will, you know, take away a lot of the life expectancy of the roof. Another thing that you can do, you know, once you do the bleach water mixture, then what you can do is install a zinc strip up on your ridge beam, up like right around the ridge vent. And you tack that down. It's a little unsightly because it is silver. You can see it from the ground if you can see your roof from the ground. And what that does is it deteriorates over time and it washes down the roof and it helps keep the moss to a minimum. It's not going to completely solve that problem, but it will keep it to a minimum.
So if someone notices that on a roof maybe they did 10 or 15 years ago and they're starting to get some algae or some moss showing up on maybe the left side where there's a tree overhanging, the best bet is to, what you guys can, I'm guessing, go out and kind of give them an idea as to what to expect and how to approach it. Obviously, most people aren't going to just hop up on the roof and start spraying. So is that something you guys can help them with as far as
Help them with that and, you know, help them with an approach and, you know, how to follow through with that. You know, certain roofs, you know, that are the older 30-year shingles, you know, there is an element of maintenance that has to happen with those, and that's part of it.
Something that I see come up a lot on home inspections is more often than not, it's not the shingle itself as much as it is the valley that has deteriorated. Mm-hmm. Almost, I'd say 50% of home inspections, there's always an issue with the valleys on the roof unless it's a relatively new roof. Can that be replaced? Can you, I know tar gets thrown out a lot as the instant quick fix. What is your recommendation on valleys that have deteriorated on an older roof?
Sure. Well, first of all, tar in our world is like a bad word.
It's like a Band-Aid, right?
Yes. Right. So at the end of the day, when it comes to valleys, there's a very specific process that we need to follow in order to make sure, again, with this warranty, and I keep saying warranty because we are under scrutiny and every step of the roof that we do has to be done a specific way and is what the manufacturer tells us to do. So now with the shingles that are 50 years, they're a little bit thicker. So the valley detail has changed. So where usually in the old 30-year shingles, they would do a weave where they'd weave them together because they were a little bit thinner. And then what was called an open cut valley, sometimes you'll look up and you'll see a shiny piece of aluminum running up the middle.
Yes.
Those are the older ways of doing it. Now what we do is called the close cut valley, where it ends up being, when it's all said and done, ends up being three layers of protection in your valley. So that bodes for the warranty, as well as giving you the longevity that you need in the valley.
Because that's where, I mean, that's where the bulk of the water hits. I mean, once it's hitting that shingle, it's going to that valley, which takes a lot of water over the extended time. In terms of a home inspection or something, or a buyer that's looking to purchase a home, if the valleys have deteriorated, in your expert opinion, is that a good sign that the roof is nearing its useful life before you start getting leaks on the interior? Was that valley intended to go when the shingle was near its useful life? Is that how they were installed?
That's the way it should go. Now, if you were to look at a home and you see the valley deteriorating, that should be a definite sign to at least ask the question about when was this roof installed. And
Many people don't know.
Yes. And that's a problem that I run into as well when I'm out visiting folks.
Well, sometimes the shingle looks fine.
Yes.
The shingle on the roofs look great. And then you go up to the second floor, you look out the window, and you see the valleys are shot.
Yes.
You know?
Well, you know, and it is. It really means that it is becoming towards the end of its life. Now, there's no real expiration date for a roof.
Right.
When a roof starts to fail, it fails exponentially. And there's no telling, you know, sometimes people are saying, hey, can I get another year? Can I get this winter? I couldn't tell you. I could say yes, and you can call me next week and say it's leaking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or I say no, and you lasted two more years. You know, so it's really a tough gray
area.
A roll
of the dice as far as. But, I mean, precautionarily, when you see your valleys deteriorate, that's a pretty good sign that within due time, you're going to need a roof replacement.
It's sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. So some of the other homes in our area have different types of roof where we don't have a lot of time to talk about them, but we've seen slate, terracotta, a lot of the tile roofs.
Sure.
You know, in this area and the big, larger, grander homes.
Mm-hmm.
Does Perez do work on those type of roofs?
We don't. And the reason being is, you know, it becomes cost prohibitive for a lot of these terracotta jobs and a lot of these bigger homes in Scranton that you see terracotta on. They could be upwards of, you know, $90,000 to $100,000 just for the roof. And it's the labor side of it, the material side of it is very cost prohibitive. But now they have asphalt products that are meant to look like slate and they look very nice. They also have an asphalt shingle that is made by one of the major manufacturers that it looks like terracotta, and it is very sharp. And then also, too, they have the metal shingles. They just came out with those a few years back, and it's relatively a newer technology, but they have them to make them look like terracotta, to look like slate, to look like regular shingles. And that's actually a metal, and that's called a hidden fastener metal.
We've even seen asbestos shingles.
Yes.
And we've even seen wooden shake shingles.
Wooden shake as mm-hmm. well, yeah. We've seen some of those. One other quick thing, just as far as regular shingles, do you have any preference as far as three-tab versus the architectural? Three-tab's kind of being phased out, is it not?
It is. It is slowly but surely getting phased out, and I really like the architectural, one, because of the look, but two, and the main reason is because of the warranty that you can get with these roofs after Perez installs it.
Okay, wonderful. We had a great discussion with you, Christopher Essick, project consultant. How does one get in touch with you and your team of professionals at Perez Design Build Remodel, please?
Thanks. Well, you can visit our showroom at 611 South State Street in Clark Summit, Pennsylvania, or reach us by phone at 570-333-0505. And also, PerezDBR.com. We have a very comprehensive website where you can see a lot of our projects before and after.
Excellent. Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
Dan?
Jackie, we've got a listing at 707 Moritz Street in Dunmore. It's a well-maintained three-bedroom home in a desirable neighborhood of Dunmore. A large double lot with plenty of parking is just one of the great features this home has to offer. The third floor could make a fourth bedroom as well. It's a three-bed, two-bath home, approximately 1,700 square feet, listed by Andrew Planey and Megan Pozzamento of our office, 707 Moritz Street in Dunmore, listed at $195,000.
Thank you. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Have a great week.